KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Sunny skies here in Atlantic and 81 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 98. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. An excessive heat warning continues for most of our listening area until 7 a.m. Saturday. In the news, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources reports consent agreements have been reached with two western Iowa entities associated with environmental violations, which occurred in 2011. Officials said Thursday that Agriland FS Incorporated in Casey has agreed to pay fish restitution and investigation costs of $6,258, along with a $10,000 penalty for discharge of pollutants into water. And the City of Council Bluffs has agreed to develop a written plan to respond to emergencies associated with fueling stations and pay a $1,000 fine for underground storage tank violations. A consent order is issued in settlement of an administrative order or as an alternative to issuing an administrative order, and it indicates the DNR has voluntarily entered into a legally enforceable agreement with the other party. A complete rundown of those violations and the agreement that was reached can be found in a link on the same story on our webpage at KJAN.com. News time is 8:02.
Great sermon, huh? Really got me thinking.
Oh, I guess I missed it, but then again, I have a hard time hearing the pastor.
Really? You sit in the second row.
Well, you know, I...
Yes, I do know. I used to struggle, just like you're saying. But I finally went to go see Doug Leonard and had my hearing tested. Found out there was a good reason I couldn't hear the sermons.
How often do you leave your Sunday services and not have any idea of what the minister said? Or sit through an important meeting and go away wondering what you were supposed to learn for your job? The problem could be that you have a hearing loss. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. For most patients, hearing loss is usually something that takes place over time, and you don't realize it's happening until you find yourself struggling to hear things that are important to you. Quit struggling. Call and schedule an evaluation today. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Manning, Ottawa, and Carroll.
I only wish I had gone sooner.
The Red Oak Police Department reported Thursday that two teens were arrested earlier that morning in connection with recent burglaries. Officials said an unnamed 17-year-old male and a 14-year-old male were both arrested without incident at around 4 a.m. Thursday. The older teen was being held in the juvenile detention center in Council Bluffs, while the 14-year-old was released to the custody of a parent. There were no other details available. Officials said also that 45-year-old Kevin Wayne Triplett of Red Oak was arrested Wednesday evening following a traffic stop. He faces possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia charges. Triplett was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that a Villisca man, 23-year-old Derek Cooper, was arrested on Wednesday. Cooper was taken into custody on charges of driving under suspension and having no SR-22 insurance. He was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Iowa State Executive Director for the USDA Farm Service Agency, John Whitaker, on Thursday announced that Administrator Bruce Nelson has made physical loss loans available for 21 counties in Iowa. Farm operators who suffered major physical losses caused by hail, excessive rain, high winds, and tornadoes on April the 14th of this year may be eligible for low-interest emergency loans. The administrator's physical loss notification was issued for five counties as the primary damaged area. Among those primary counties are Fremont, Montgomery, Page, and Union. 16 Iowa counties are contiguous to the designated disaster area, making those producers also potentially eligible for the program based on the designation. In the KJAN listing area, the contiguous counties include Adair, Adams, Cass, Madison, Mills, Pottawatomie, Ringgold, and Taylor. The Farm Service Agency, or FSA, may make emergency loans to eligible family farmers, which will enable them to return to their normal operations if they sustained qualifying losses resulting from natural disaster. Physical loss loans may be made to eligible farmers to enable them to repair or replace damaged or destroyed physical property, including livestock losses, essential to the success of the farming operation. Some examples of property commonly affected include essential farm buildings, fixtures to real estate, equipment, livestock, perennial crops, fruit and nut-bearing trees, and harvested or stored crops. Officials say the applicant must be unable to obtain credit from other usual sources to qualify for the FSA Farm Loan Program assistance. Much of Iowa is in the midst of the state's worst drought in 24 years. State climatologist Harry Hilliker says Iowa's rainfall totals over the last 2 months were less than half of the normal amounts for May and June.
Probably the worst off area over that relatively short term would be in the east central and some parts of northeastern Iowa, say roughly bounded by, say, the Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, Quad Cities, Dubuque area. And those areas, in many cases, only maybe 25% of normal rainfall over the past couple of months.
In addition to the lack of rain, temperatures have been well above normal this spring and summer, and the situation is similar to 1988, the year of Iowa's last major drought.
1988 has certainly been the year that we've probably been comparing this 2012 with the most often, basically the reason being that that particular summer was both unusually hot and unusually dry.
And Hilliker says that Iowa received nearly twice as much rain over the first half of this year compared to 1988. A report from the USDA this week found 73% of Iowa's farm acres were either short or very short on subsoil moisture. That compares to just 2% at this time last year. Hilliker said the recent heat wave is stressing crops even more.
Generally, temperatures stay roughly around 100 degrees or so, basically to result in evaporation rates. Well, maybe roughly 25-30% higher than what would be the case if we had more normal temperatures, which at this time of year would be in the mid-80s. So it does make quite a bit of difference, dry things out much more rapidly than what we'd have with, you know, more moderate temperatures.
Monday's USDA report rated 62% of Iowa's corn as good to excellent. That compares to an 82% rating in Iowa at this time last year. Scattered showers and storms are in the forecast this weekend, and more normal temperatures with highs in the 80s and overnight lows in the 60s are expected Sunday and Monday. The high temperatures we're experiencing this week can be dangerous for anyone spending time outdoors, but especially Iowa's older citizens. Christine Grunmeier, a senior manager of clinical services at Waterloo's Allen Hospital, says it's a good idea to keep an eye on elderly relatives and friends when it gets this hot.
Their bodies just don't adjust to the change in temperature. Many times they don't feel as hot as we do.
The elderly are at higher risk for heat-related illnesses because of medical conditions or the drugs they take can alter the body's normal response.
Some of our elderly population have been told to limit their intake, so they get a confusing message. And if they have cardiac issues or trouble getting rid of fluid, taking extra fluid can put them in trouble in another way. So that's the medical condition that we're referring to.
Older adults should be checked for signs of heat stress, which include rapid pulse, shallow breathing, lack of perspiration, and body temperatures exceeding 103 degrees. Grunmeier warns that if a person exhibits any of those symptoms, they should get emergency medical care. An excessive heat warning remains in effect across Iowa, with highs expected to between 95 and 105 both today and parts of tomorrow. Cooler conditions, as we mentioned, should arrive this weekend, with highs in the 80s on Sunday and on Monday. Authorities say a man has died after being pulled from a burning house in Sioux City. The fire broke out early Thursday morning. Emergency crews found the man just inside the door and pulled him outside. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. His name has not yet been released. Authorities said the man was the only one inside the house at the time of the fire. The fire remains under investigation. And autopsies say two siblings and a cousin died while swimming in central Iowa during a 4th of July outing with a family and friends. Marshalltown Police Chief Mike Tupper said 9-year-old Lee May, her 7-year-old brother, Say Ray, and their 7-year-old cousin, Tay Mo, were found Wednesday night in the Iowa River. The children became separated from others in their party while swimming in the river in Marshalltown, about 50 miles northeast of Des Moines. Authorities searched for more than 3 hours before finding them. Tupper said drought had left the river ankle-deep in some places, but that pockets of 12-plus feet of water remained. Autopsies were scheduled for Thursday, but complete results won't be available for weeks. And a thrill-seeking teenager has been injured after jumping off an eastern Iowa River bridge, renewing concerns that some county officials who tried to ban the practice last year. KCRG-TV in Cedar Rapids said the boy broke his leg after jumping off the Paris Road Bridge and into the Wapsipinicon River on Tuesday. Authorities say it's one of several popular jumping bridges in Linn County. Linn County supervisors considered a ban on the activity last June but rejected it. Linn County Sheriff Brian Gardner, who supported the proposal, said there isn't much his office can do without an ordinance. Gardner proposed a $100 fine for jumpers 18 years of age or older. Anyone older than 18 would have faced a $650 fine and up to 30 days in jail. Taking a look at national news headlines, the nation has seen another month of weak hiring. The government said employers added only 80,000 jobs last month, a third straight month in which the hiring pace was sluggish. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 8.2%. At least two people have been killed in a violent thunderstorm in Tennessee's Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Last night's storm toppled trees and made it difficult to get into and out of the park. Tens of thousands of people in the area also lost power. Forecasters say the record-breaking heat that has baked the nation's midsection for several days is moving into the mid-Atlantic states and northeast. A lack of air conditioning for many people will make it feel worse. More than 200,000 homes and businesses in West Virginia are still without power from last week's storm, and tens of thousands of others in Virginia and Maryland as well. Officials today may begin raising the 34-foot yacht that capsized off of Long Island Wednesday night, killing three children. Meanwhile, investigators are trying to learn more from the 24 people who survived the accident. What happened as they were watching the July 4th fireworks. Meanwhile, in central New York, divers have recovered the bodies of a father and two of his sons who were killed when their boat struck a buoy last night. News time is 8:11.
Great sermon, huh? Really got me thinking.
Oh, I guess I missed it, but then again, I have a hard time hearing the pastor.
Really? You sit in the second row.
Well, you know, I...
Yes, I do know. I used to struggle, just like you're saying. But I finally went to go see Doug Leonard and had my hearing tested. Found out there was a good reason I couldn't hear the sermons.
How often do you leave your Sunday services and not have any idea of what the minister said? Or sit through an important meeting and go away wondering what you were supposed to learn for your job? The problem could be that you have a hearing loss. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. For most patients, hearing loss is usually something that takes place over time, and you don't realize it's happening until you find yourself struggling to hear things that are important to you. Quit struggling. Call and schedule an evaluation today. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Manning, Ottawa, and Carroll.
I only wish I had gone sooner.
In our funeral announcements, Thomas Sandhorst, age 54, of Marnie, died Tuesday. Services for Tom Sandhorst will be this morning at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gloria Erickson, age 84, of Griswold, died June 29th. Memorial services for Gloria Erickson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Irene Green, age 89, of Harlan, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Irene Green will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Myrna Hyatt, age 87, formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Myrna Hyatt will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Margaret Nelson, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died June 30th. Graveside services for Margaret Nelson will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Galva Township Cemetery East. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Hilda Chester, age 87, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Graveside services for Hilda Chester will be held Monday at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Nicole Roberts, age 31, of Lewis, died July the 4th. Memorial services for Nicole Roberts will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic in the chapel. Donald Montgomery, age 83, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Donald Montgomery will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Marcella Wilson, age 67, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for Marcella Wilson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.